mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Time. We're here live, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, blasting out on a growing list of wonderful, wondrous, brave AM and FM affiliates, simulcasting during the day on Global Shortwave at 9.985, at night at 3210, and the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to have him for the next hour and a half. We're going to talk about a host of global issues and show how they all lead back to this cult, this generational death cult, this hereditary, really aristocracy, underground royalty that runs America. And at the heart of it, one of the major organs, I would describe it, is nothing is paramount in this system with these top organizations. They're all really organs that all work together in concert, like organs in your body, is the order of death, or, you know, it is Skull and Bones. And really, the preeminent book on the subject is full of just hundreds of pictures and documents. It's encyclopedic, but it's also a quick read. I couldn't put it down almost a year ago when a friend gave me a giant hard copy of it. It's the size of, as I said, the Fort Worth phone book, 3 or 4 inches thick. We're joined by Chris Milligan, who took all the other great research of the decades of Anthony Sutton and others, added to it, perfected it, brought more new information in. And this is the book to have, and we'll tell you how to get it a little bit later. Chris Milligan, good to have you on with us.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex.
You bet. We're going to break here in a few minutes and you know, come back with a longer segment, but just in a nutshell, tell us who Chris Milligan is, how you woke up, why you wrote this definitive work.
I'm an intelligence brat. My father was in OSS and CIA. He quit them in the late 50s because he didn't want to be involved in the narcotics importation. And then he told me some things in the late 60s that I didn't understand. And then I ran across Anthony Sutton's book, and that helped me, and I've just been researching it for about 30, 40 years.
You know, Anthony was a real gentleman. About a month before he died, I emailed him to interview him. I interviewed him about 6 years ago. And the guy emailed me, little did I know he was near death, and he apologized for not being able to come on. I mean, what a gentleman.
He was a classic English gentleman, yes he was, and a bit cantankerous at times, and he got real tired of getting pigeonholed into what he always would get pigeonholed. They'd always call him I'm not saying that John Birchers are bad, but they would always just, you know, say, oh, he's just some.
Well, he was a best-selling author. I mean, he was really he was a very respected researcher.
Well, you know, when he died, I couldn't get any newspaper to run a obituary. Not one newspaper would run an obituary about him. I mean, what happens when you get to be a revealing author is that they have powers that be have to just ignore him. And if the internet hadn't come about, he would be even more ignored than he is right now.
Well, perhaps before you leave us today, in the next hour, perhaps we can do a posthumous review of Anthony Sutton, because we need to remember heroes like him.
Yes, indeed. God bless. I would appreciate that.
We got about 60 seconds before the break. Chris Milligan, author of Fleshing Out Skull and Bones. I want to go over the history of it and obviously how it operates and compare it to the Skull and Bones election. Quite a happening. But what is the order of death?
What is it? It is a multi-generational cult that seems to use a low-level form of sorcery, death magic, and they seem to, by creating death, they seem to feel that they get power from death.
Very
and,
nice.
That in a nutshell is what it is. I mean, it's many things to many different people, and some of its own members don't know exactly what it is.
Are you by a computer?
Yes.
If you could go to PrisonPlanet.com, on the right-hand side, there's pictures, news, and focus. And it says Bohemian Grove, death fixation.
Oh, yeah, they're part of it.
Well, some new photos have surfaced. We'll talk about those later. I just want to get your take on them. We'll be right back.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fleshing Out Skull and Bones, 712 pages long, full of documents and photos. It's $24.95, and I really want people to get this book. Here's the toll-free number to get it, 877-300-7645. That's 877-300-7645. And I kept meaning to carry this book. I don't carry it. I'm not selling it, but the network, I convinced the network itself on their website to be carrying it, and they have it in stock, and that goes to support the satellites and all the great folks, and it's really a preeminent book. You can go to gcnlive.com/GCN store, or just go to gcnlive.com and click on the GCN store. They have it there on a secure online shopping cart as well, or 877-300-7645. Chris Milligan, for those stations that just joined us, some carry the news in that first five-minute segment. Again, tell us, this is a good window into this, because a lot of people wake up to the New World Order. I mean, when I was in high school, my first 2 years in Dallas, Rockwall to be exact, everybody knew the sheriff dealt the cocaine and the marijuana, but then he bust the kids that were using the marijuana, and then later he got busted bringing it in. So I grew up knowing that the government was involved in it. I had known people who were in the CIA who told me that the government brought drugs in. That's a good way to wake up to corruption, is to actually witness it. But your father, tell us about your father, and again, how growing up you were, you know, on the inside of some of the secret goings on. And then let's get into how Skull and Bones founded our CIA And really how secret societies are the old name for intelligence agencies. Tell us all about it.
Well, my father got involved with the intelligence services when he was 18 years old as an exchange student to the University of Shanghai in 1936. And then he ended up leaving Shanghai a week before the Japanese bombed it, went across Russia from Vladivostok to Austria on the Trans-Siberian Railway, and ended up in 1937 at a conference in Oxford where the Dulleses were. It was a world religious conference. And then right after he graduated in 1939, he went directly to Washington, D.C., and went to work at a, first at a boys' school that I've since found out was a entree place for intelligence and training, and then went to work in the basement of the Library of Congress underneath a Archibald MacLeish, who was OSS and a member of the Order of Skull and Bones, became the Philippine desk in the OSS, and in the basement there of the Library of Congress is where they started the CIA World Factbook and started on 3x5 cards. And then OSS wanted somebody on MacArthur's staff. Well, General Willoughby, who's actually a German Teschwitz Weidewasser or something like some name, they didn't want anybody from OSS on their staff, so they, in 1943, they sheep-dipped my dad, put him into the military.
Now, explain what that means.
Sheep-dip is basically... you take somebody and put them in another organization to give them some
cover.
Yeah, so it's basically a legend. And so they put him into the Army and put him into G2. And so he was a member of OSS and G2 at the same time, where very few people were there. Basically what that means is he has access to two sets of books. Because G2 is military intelligence, OSS is intelligence run out of the president's office. And they don't always tell each other what they know. And my dad ended up running a bunch of the guerrillas in the Philippines, but they wanted to get him out of there because they had some suspicions about him, so they got him out, and he ended up, after the Philippines got taken over, he ended up running the research and analysis for the invasion of Japan. And then after the invasion of Japan and his muster out in 46, he worked on a paper about the Japanese use of heroin before World War II. And then he went through a couple alphas and went into the CIA. And his last overt job in the CIA, he was branch chief, head of all of intelligence, research and analysis for East Asia. And then he went covert and took the family to Indonesia in the early 50s. And I spoke Dutch and Malay before I spoke English because, you know, our family was being covered for our father. And then he got dysentery really bad, and we moved back to the D.C. area, to Fairfax. And then in 1956, he made a trip with my mother. They told us children that he was going to write a book called The Church in Southeast Asia, which was never written. And he ended up, they went to the Philippines and Japan and then to Vietnam and to Thailand. And at this point in time, I had been really studying the drug trade, and I was very interested in Chiang Mai, Thailand, and they had gone to Chiang Mai. And so my dad died in early 1990, and I really didn't start figuring things out. I mean, he told me some things, but they didn't make any sense to me.
Tell us what your father told you.
Well, my father told me, he sat me down. First he asked me, he says, what do you think of the Vietnam War? And, you know, I was raised on World War II and John Wayne movies. All my uncles were in World War II. And being a teenager, I gave my dad a flip little answer.
We were kicking some commie behind.
Right. I said, yeah, you got some hand grenades and a rice paddy. You go throw the grenades and win it for the good guys wearing the white hats, you know? And my dad said we had to have a talk because, I mean, yeah, we all, you know, we knew my dad had been in the intelligence services, but, you know, I mean, he was just my dad. I mean, it wasn't something that he came and talked about at the dinner table or anything. And so he was just my dad. So he waited a while, and there was a professor from Vanderbilt, Professor D.F. Fleming, who became friends with my dad, and he was in town, and my dad said it was time to have that talk, and so he took me in a room and sat me down, my little brother's room, never forget it, and he says the Vietnam War is about drugs. There's these secret societies behind it. And then he says, and communism's all a sham. These same secret societies are behind it all. It's all a big game. And I'm just, you know, first when he says the thing about drugs and secret societies, I'm thinking, okay, he's talking about the mafia. And then he says the thing about communism being a sham, and, you know, I'm trying to sit there and think, you know, and I'm, well, Dad, you're saying that mafia's running you're nuts, Dad. And then this little light comes in my head and says, oh, this is a drug talk, because I was, you know, this was the late 60s. I was a teenager. I was growing my hair long and smoking a little pot. And so I figured this is my dad's way of having a drug talk with me. So, you know, you kind of go on automatic pilot because, you know, when you're a teenager, you know more than your dad anyway, right? You know? And so they told me some stuff about how it was my understanding that when Eisenhower came aboard, they were asked to do this big report. And in this report, they had said about Southeast Asia, you don't get involved in a land war nation, you work with Ho Chi Minh, because we'd work with him during World War II. And
by the way, let me just stop you for a second, for people that don't understand this. This is what men used to do in this country, is you sit your young men down and you explain to them the things you've learned in life, how you've learned the world really works, especially if your family's in government or whatever industry they're in. And growing up, these are the type of talks my dad would have with me, just in separate areas, things he had learned, things that he had seen, things that had been imparted to him and other people in my family, and you know, certainly not skull and bones type stuff, but just other interesting things about life and society and about how the system really worked. Today, the average father just talks about football with their child and you know, doesn't get into these issues. And I actually think this is a good way to have an anti-drug talk with young people. I found it's very effective just talking to young people on the street. MTV and Hollywood selling that illegal drugs are cool, because at one level they're really creating a market there, then they also clamp down and go after the kids. When the kids put on these gang member type outfits, that's really a uniform that the police have been trained to alert to and to go after them. And if you explain that to young people, how they're being shut up, I found they won't use drugs. But if you go to them and say it's too much fun, it's, you know, you're not old enough, or this stuff's really bad for you, they won't listen. But if you explain to them about the New World Order, they will not use the drugs. But just a whole other side issue. I'm sorry for interrupting. So you're in there talking to your father, and he's explaining to you that there's this false dialectic or false opposing forces that have been set up.
Well, yes, and you know, I don't know how much he knew about the Order of Skull and Bones at that time. I mean, mostly what he talked about was he just called it a secret society, and you know, but like I say, this trip in '56 that they made, I was very, very interested in that about Chiang Mai, and so I was talking with my mother after he died, because I wanted to know about that, because he was meeting Colonel Lansdale, and Colonel Lansdale came in right after my dad in the Philippines and took over. And so my dad, if Colonel Lansdale, used to come over to the family house. And so I was talking with my mother, and I wanted to know how big Chiang Mai is, because it's now the second largest city in Thailand. All the major banks have branches there, and it's basically a heroin city. And I'd been told that it had been a very small village in the 40s and whatnot. So I she'd been there in 56, so I asked her about it. She says, oh yeah, the biggest thing in town then was the church, and she brought out her pictures, and she was looking at it, and then she made a little aside, and she said, you know, that's when I stopped believing everything that I read in the newspaper. And I asked my mother, I said, why? And she said, well, because they talked about this big battle in Vietnam where they had been the day before, and there was no, she said, right where they had been, and there was no battle. They were having a picnic. And so I look in this book, and yes, the day before, there's my mom, and it says, with Colonel Lansdale out from Saigon with North Vietnamese military leaders. This was just right after Lansdale took over the Golden Triangle.
We got a break.
ahealthylifechoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AhealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Again, fleshing out Skull and Bones is encyclopedic, and I want to try to blow by blow go over the history of it, leading it up to the election we just had, where both candidates are related blood relatives, and on top of it, Skull and Bones members. And this isn't a joke, folks. I've been at Bohemian Grove. It is a death cult. Bohemian Grove is just an offshoot of Skull and Bones. Even MSNBC admits Skull and Bones was founded by the German cult run by Adam Weishaupt in 1832 with the Russell Trust money. We're going to cover all that. If you want the book, and I really want you to get this, you'll be an expert on Skull and Bones, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. I'll give that out again in the next segment. Chris Milligan, author of this incredible book. Just finishing up, though, you know, your father, this intelligence chief, later in life, telling you the facts of life and getting into how these wars and things were staged, how the Vietnam War was about drugs. Finish up what you were saying before the break.
Okay, well, like I say, you know, my mother said that's when, you know, she stopped believing everything she read in the newspapers, because the newspapers were talking about a big battle in Vietnam at the same place where they had been. And so in looking at her picture book, there's a picture of her and Colonel Lansdale, my dad, and a bunch of soldiers, and it says, you know, out from Saigon with North Vietnamese military leaders. And this was right after Colonel Lansdale had taken over the Golden Triangle from the French in a shooting war, one of the very few shooting wars between Western intelligence agencies. And so basically what the Vietnam War was a completely staged war. They would have these fake battles so that they could get people to choose sides, because once you choose a side, you have to defend it, and you get all invested in it. And
that's why for 10 years we couldn't bomb the North, and all of this was going on. The thing that got us into the war proper in 64, Gulf of Tonkin, the tape has now been released with LBJ and McNamara. Never happened. They staged it. It was real for those that were dying on both sides.
But between
Ho Chi Minh, who our government gave $900 million before 1960 alone, and our government, it was a staged deal. And people just can't get that through their heads.
Right, right. And so basically, I mean, the big part of it is the drugs. And what they did was they created a hell, okay, sent young boys from America to hell for a year, proffered them heroin by 12-year-old girls, and then, gosh, some of them came back addicted, and they had a population here to start to continue, you know, to make them money, because, I mean,
And then they become pushers. Now, let's stop right there. And here's your dad, an intelligence chief in the area, telling you this, plus now it's part of the historical record. Now, let's talk about how Skull and Bones was founded. This is admitted. This is the encyclopedia, folks. Skull and Bones was founded with opium money. So, again, it goes back to this from the very beginning. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. Well, it was founded by William Huntington Russell. The Russell family was Russell and Company. They were the America's largest opium concern. They were the third largest in the world. And these guys were making a big, 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 huge buck smuggling opium into China. And after opium became legal in the Second Opium War, you can see in the historical record where these guys, they lost their cash cow, and they went from controlling about 90% of the transportation infrastructure in the Far East to dropping to less than 10%. And then they proceeded to foment Spanish-American War, got the people all up in arms about Cuba.
Got the Philippines.
We didn't go to Cuba first. We went to the Philippines, and then they sent in William Howard Taft, who was son of the other founder, Alfonso Taft, and he declared opium illegal for the first time in modern Asia. The smuggling started, and then he started the Hague and the Shanghai Convention, which then gives them a black market, which allows them to sell three plants for more than gold. And the black market has nothing to do with, our health.
Then these same families got together when people were bringing in competition of cocaine and opium and all this. They then had a campaign to ban the drug from being sold in drugstores. The price even went up higher, and they got to criminalize it, corrupt the police, control it. Understand, folks, they make it illegal so they boost the price.
Right, and also it corrupts the society from the top on down and from the bottom on up, because, well, you're in the South there. Is there any dry counties around you there? Now, when you're in a dry county, most people can get a drink, and guess what? The sheriff knows that they're getting a drink. You know, it's just a corrupting influence. And you know, I mean, these people do not care about America. They do not care about Christ. They lie.
Well, I remember in high school going to the bootlegger and buying beer.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and it was about three times as much as it'd be in a store.
Right. You know, one thing Fleshing Out Skull and Bones is doing is basically, you know, it's a reference volume with lots of information
there. Stay there. We got a long segment coming up, and we'll take calls. I want to go over the history of it, some of the rituals themselves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCInstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Americans. You talk about secret societies. I talked about this yesterday. They image Anton LaVey of the Church of Satan in red pajamas with little plastic horns and a plastic, you know, Halloween outfit with a little pitchfork. Folks, let me just boil this down for you, because I'm into history. Mainstream history books, 1,000 pagers. Are full of the Masons doing this and the Templars doing that and this secret society and that secret society. All they are the precursors of modern intelligence agencies. Information is power. You've got these brotherhoods, these good old boy networks, really these organized crime syndicates that all use their knowledge and their combined strength politically and financially to increase their power. And because they stretch back into antiquity, it grows like a coral reef, one group upon another and one family marrying into another family. Because it's organic, it has all the old trappings of stuff that literally goes back to Israel and to Babylon and to Rome and to Egypt. So they have all these trappings. And understand, 3 years ago, Mr. Rosenbaum and the New York Observer went up on top of a chimney, one of those tall chimneys in New Haven, Connecticut, and got video of a small part of a skull and bones ritual in a courtyard behind high walls. It looks like Eyes Wide Shut. People in black robes, masks, screaming, ah, Satan, doing simulated murder of women. A guy comes out dressed like the devil and says, come join me in the order of death. You know, all this. People have trouble dealing with that. But it was on national news. Peter Jennings said, oh, they're just having fun. Well, I've been to Bohemian Grove where they go as old men. Now even National Geographic last year comes out with a photo of a guy in a black hood over a body doing a simulated sacrifice. He found a new photo, which they released. They don't even hide this, of a bound black boy in, let me get the actual year here, in 1909. And when I was there, they were engaging in Moloch worship. And we've got all the Leviticus and quotes, King's quotes out of the Bible, where they would take the children and burn them in this altar. And that's the symbolism on the publications, the internal publications of the Grove. I mean, folks, these are old men doing this. And if your neighbor was doing this, you wouldn't let them walk your dog or babysit your children. You certainly wouldn't want them being your mayor. And so to them, it's a big joke that they're ruthless. They're into all this weird stuff. They've got all this power. They call themselves social Darwinist. It's kind of the modern spin they put on it 100-plus years ago that, well, we're ruthless and bad, but that's because we're really good. We're the strongest, and these poor fools are just weak. This is real, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sorry if you don't want to face it. Let's get into the satanic nature of it and how it was founded and what the founding elements were, Chris Milligan, and then let's move forward, and we'll take calls as well. Let's move forward up into the 2004 election with these men who are related to each other on every side of their family in the same organization. Let's go over that from your research.
Again, you have William Huntington Russell, the founder, had gone to Germany and had come back from Germany and helped form this society. I mean, we have links on this group that go directly to the Illuminati through Phi Beta Kappa. Basically, Phi Beta Kappa had been a secret society. They had become an open honorary organization. They needed to continue on with the secrecy.
That's so, because it had been banned by John Quincy Adams.
Among others, yes. We had the big anti-Masonic
party. People have been caught murdering so many people and involved in so many ritual killings and the rest of it. They were being hunted down.
Right.
It was all over the major newspapers, folks.
Right. And I speaking of Moloch and whatnot, I looked at your website, and yes, there's some very good pictures there, and you know the symbol around the Capitol building. Now, if you go right up there around the top of the owl, basically what you have is the Masonic headquarters also. And yes, these things are very, very real. And basically what you have is these secret societies have control of all the cups, so they can, you know, move the pea around, put the pea under whatever cup they want at any particular time. And, you know, in 1832, when the Skull and Bones was founded, was also when Weishaupt died. And five princes went out from little Saxe-Gotha there to, one became a consort of Victoria, and one went to Greece. And
that's when the Germans took over England with the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha dynasty.
Right, right. And the Pope was Polish, right? You know? And so you have Opus Dei, and you have the Knights of Malta. And so you have all these organizations that are basically controlled by the same group, and they're used, you know, to, again, create sides among the people. That, you know, they're trying to change the consciousness of the country, and they use our electoral process as a huge Hegelian dialectic to try
and
boil
it down
into their direction.
And to boil it down, it's WWF wrestling, where Macho Man goes, "Ooh, Hulk Hogan, I'm going to get you," and Hulk Hogan goes, "Oh, yeah." But after the fake match, they go and have dinner together and go on vacation together.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's you know, it has been a you know, we went from Eisenhower. I mean, it was very interesting how Eisenhower got in there.
Well, you know what? Before we get to that, let's go back here. I want to talk about the rituals that your book gets into. I mean, not just the history, but what we know from the evidence, what's really going on inside the Order of Death.
Well, the hangman equals death, the devil equals death, death equals death. That's the chant from their ritual. And, you know, they're a secret society that uses sorcery. I mean, they have a couple different things. One thing is these
numerology, totally obsessed with numerology.
Right, and these secret societies are assets of the intelligence service. Another thing there is you have this secret society at Yale campus, and who do you, well, let me see, they would have the legacy, the people that are related to, you know, all the royals, and then they would also bring in new blood. They would bring in, oh, the captain of the baseball team, the captain of the football team, the guy who's the good writer in the class. So these things are a way to broaden their genetic base, per se, because once people join Skull and Bones, a lot of times you find, well, they marry in then to Skull and Bones.
Yeah, and let's get this straight. Take Teresa Hines Carey, married to a Skull and Boneser, then she marries Carey.
Well, actually, Senator Hines wasn't a member of Skull and Bones. His father was, and that was a mistake that was in my first printing and was also in Alexander Robbins'
well,
book.
Well, I would differ with you from my studies. You know, it's a chapter 322. There's many other groups, and we see a lot of evidence that there are people. They also have a secret ring of members. It looks like Dick Cheney, who was at Yale. We know he had family members that were members. It looks like Cheney is Skull and Bones.
Oh, yes. There's lots of ways that you can, quote-unquote, meet the devil, okay, and make your deal with the devil. You do not have to be a member of Skull and Bones to get involved with this. And then they have what us researchers call, it's like a Fondi system, okay? If you make your deal with the devil, then you get access to, Fondi is a Venetian word meaning pool. And you have a access into this pool of money and power, and then also data and information that then allows you. I mean, Skull and Bones now owns Kmart and Sears.
Yeah, let's go over some of who the Skull and Bonesers are in government right now. I mean, we've got Security Exchange Commission heads, we've got senators, CIA chiefs. It goes on. Some of the prominent people that are members.
Well, some of the I don't have the list directly in front of me, so I can't name off their names. But you have the top attorney for the Homeland Security, a couple of the attorneys in the Justice Department. You have some of the ambassadors are Skull and Bones. Right now, there's basically 11 members from Skull and Bones in the cabinet that we know of. There is a huge amount of Skull and Bones. We have no idea who their members are because they are in a dark period. They've been in a dark period ever since 1969 have not released their members to the public. It's only because of a disgruntled family member that we know the members from 69 to 85. But from 85 to now, we really don't know the members. We have some, there's a tabloid at Yale called The Rumpus, and it has released some members starting 1998 to about 2002. But we really don't even know a huge amount of who the members are. So we don't know who all of Skull and Bones is in the cabinet.
Talking about the hangman, we have a photo released by the Grove of the University of California at Berkeley that they're releasing these with them doing I guess we'll say mock hanging. It looks real. They're where almost 100 years ago they're hanging someone.
Well, you know, they want to work on, you know, everybody's prejudices and all of our hopes and our fears. And a lot of their battle, what they're doing, it's psy war. It's psychological. And they've spent a lot of money on psychological warfare. They spent a lot of money on, well, what does it take to get you to believe something? And basically what is going on right now, see, the culture far exceeds their conspiratorial control. And one thing they're doing is they are trying to change the consciousness of the culture so that it's easier for them to control.
Yeah, I mean, they can't hide the torture, so they just have every TV show say torture's good.
Right,
They can't... Exactly.
And then try and get us divided into red and blue and get us divided into, well, now I'm a member of this group that I don't like those people over there and they don't like me, you know, so...
It's called divide and conquer.
Right, right.
I mean, none of this is a secret. Bezygna Brzezinski, co-founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller and Jimmy Carter, in his Grand Chessboard book, said we've got to divide the barbarians, we've got to dumb the people down, we've got to have terror attacks to mobilize them. I mean, he just talks about it, says that he calls us the slaves, and he actually calls us slaves.
Oh yeah, I mean,
he knows.
And look in the books, I mean, there's so much information that is just very, very damning, but, you know...
Let me give you some of the most powerful, Chris.
In Skull and Bones right now? Well, they own Federal Express. The Bush family is very, very powerful. Let's see. Who else do you have in there?
Let me just stop you for a second. For people that don't understand this, again, Yale admittedly is the heart of founding CIA and putting its people in. I mean, that's one of their biggest control arms, is it not?
Yes, indeed. Yes, the guy who was the first Department of Personnel there was a guy from Skull and Bones. And then, I mean, it goes back even further. Skull and Bones has basically controlled the Morgan banking houses since the early 1900s. And Wild Bill Donovan, who started OSS, basically was running the intelligence service for the Morgan Bank before he started to do OSS. And so their relationship with the CIA is just huge. And when we look at, George H.W. Bush, it really appears that he was in the CIA directly after graduation. And
we also have this huge Nazi connection. The
yes.
Brown Brother Harriman and the Bushes running that and the Nazis. And then how does that nexus in with Arnold hanging out with Lord Rothschild and hanging out with all these Skull and Bonesers and Bohemian Grove people today?
Well, you know, it seems that they would like to get Arnold to be president of the United States, you know. And, they all tie in financially and through blood.
Before we go to calls, I want to go over the blood relations and how they're all basically the core group related to each other and then related back to the royal houses of Europe. That's even Associated Press, London Guardian. But have you read Helmut Schmidt, the German chancellor of two decades ago, his autobiography, Men in Powers?
No, I haven't. Sounds interesting.
Well, in that book that I put in my film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, he says, I'm a member of the Trilateral Commission, CFR. Bilderberg Group, and we're for world government. He wrote it, folks. World government. And then he says, but I love our groves where we do druidic rituals in Germany, but the best place to do them is Northern California. He actually says, I love the rituals. Again, that's how hidden in plain view it is. So I want to talk about that Germanic death cult connection, as you said, back to the Illuminati and to Adam Weishaupt, if we can.
Well, let's talk about the skull and bones. The oldest use that we can find of the use of skull and bones as far as in Germanic, as far as ritual use, was in the 1700s in Bavaria. And there seemed to be a guard that was a personal guard of the Bavarian elector there, and the Prince of Bavaria. And that's the oldest that we find a use of it there. And then the Illuminati, you know, was founded 1776, the same year that Phi Beta Kappa was formed. And the Illuminati was formed at a university, was formed among students and professors. And he was known as a Hellenist because he was turning to Greek, because most other organizations that were at universities at that time were Latin. And so Phi Beta Kappa was the first of the Greek letter fraternities, okay, that started in the United States. And then any time you have a secret society, it can be used. I mean, you know, mysticism, religion, and fellowship aren't bad. They are just something like a gun. It is how these people are using this secret society and their religiosity beliefs. That is very, very harmful to...
Well, it's mind control.
Yes. It's mind control, among other things.
It's the dark side.
Well, you look at television. Television is one of their biggest means of control.
Totally violent, totally wicked, attacking the family.
Right, and well, it's a technological means of mind control. It works at 60 cycles per second. There's a little imperceptible flicker that goes on in there. You read any book about hypnosis, it'll tell you 60 cycles per second.
Well, they even teach that in marketing classes at universities. It's not a secret.
Right, and like the guys who started the networks, CBS, Paley, comes out of military intelligence. He didn't have any money to start it. Where does he go? Brown Brothers Harriman to Prescott Bush. Prescott Bush raised the money for CBS and was on the board of directors until the day he died. You know, and then the whole things of the Kennedy assassination in 9/11. You know, it happened on 11/22 at the 33rd degree parallel at the Trinity River, and you know. The first bomb site was the Trinity site at Alamogordo at 33rd degree parallel. And then the bomb was put together basically by, a cadre and shepherded by Skull and Bones people. And then Secretary of War...
Let me stop you. We got a break. But since you raised this, stuff people can't ignore. The Chicago Mercantile on the one-year anniversary comes up 911.000. It's like 1 out of 14 billion plus. The New York Lottery comes up 911. They are obsessed with numerology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Even to the point of NASA when they shoot their rockets off.
Well, it's like the Spain bombing, 911 days after 9/11 on 3/11.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about when the first bombs were dropped in Japan, they were dropped on... Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and those are very close to the 33rd degree parallel also. It's just amazing.
And 33rd degree.
Yeah, it was started in Charleston, South Carolina in the early 1800s.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. Look at all your corporate logos and media symbols, all seeing eyes. We'll come back, take your call, stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
John and Jason and Eric and Mike and Manuel, I promise, as soon as we start the third hour, we'll go straight to your calls. Then we'll talk about the history of people discovering Skull and Bones and talking about it and how that took place in Anthony Sutton some of the next hour and talk about some of the current events. But first, your calls. Before we go back to Chris Milligan and give you a phone number to get his just amazing book, I couldn't put it down, full of photos and documents, very well done, because I've researched this, folks. And if something isn't top-notch, I know pretty quick. I'm not tooting my own horn. That's just the facts. If you want to know what an offshoot of Skull and Bones does, the heads of it are the heads of Skull and Bones. It's Bohemian Grove. I film Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. How anybody wouldn't get this two-hour, five-minute video. Where I go to Northern California, I sneak in there, I shoot video of it. I mean, the Moloch worship. You got to have this video, $25.95. We got a bunch of other discounts right now on some of my other films as low as $5.95. Just go to InfoWars.com, look at all the specials, order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139 to get any of the videos or to ask questions about the different specials. 1-888-253-3139, or watch all my films online at prisonplanet.tv. So please take action. Chris Milligan, tell folks kind of a thumbnail sketch what the book covers, and I'm going to give a number out for people to get it.
Well, it covers a lot of things. What I wanted to do was present lots of different viewpoints of Skull and Bones, and so there's about 10 different authors, including even a lady whose father and grandfather were members of Skull and Bones. And,
is that Charlotte Iserby?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I've interviewed her, talking about her dad's deathbed confession. That was interesting.
Yes.
Continue.
And then also we included about five chapters of the hard-to-get book, the autobiography of George H.W. Bush by Tarkin and Tarpley and Chatkin. Anthony Sutton's memoir of Anthony Sutton, so people can understand how come Anthony was in the position to see this big picture and understand what he was able to understand, and then also some of his early newsletters and
stuff. Yeah, folks, if you read this book, you'll have a master's degree in Skull and Bones and really understand how the world works. You need to get this book, folks. Here's the toll-free number, 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. And I'm not selling the book. I should be, but the network is. And I only carry a few other books that are really good, like Creature from Jekyll Island. Give them a call, again, 877-300-7645 or gcnlive.com/shopGCN or gcnlive.com/shopGCN or just simply go to gcnlive.com. You'll see a big banner to the GCN shop right there. Believe me, folks, this is a book you need to have. This is a book that is extremely powerful, 877-300-7645. We're going to break and come back and take calls, but what are some other things you want to get into on Skull and Bones?
Well, you know, a thing that I found that was very, very interesting, and it has a lot to do with their tie to San Francisco, is it was a guy from Skull and Bones that invented the cracking process that first made gasoline and paraffin. And as soon as he did that, he issued a report and said, "Gentlemen, it appears to me that your company may have in their possession a raw material from which, by a simple and not expensive process, they may manufacture very valuable products." As soon as he issued that report, the company passed into hands from investors from New Haven, Connecticut. And so these guys have controlled the gasoline market ever since it began in 1856. And the whole peak oil and all of that is all just jive to get us to march to their tune. And that gentleman, Professor Silliman, there's a street named after him in San Francisco. And then he came out to San Francisco and was involved in the gold rush there, where actually they made more money selling shares to people and bilking people than they did by taking gold out of the ground.
They're masters of insider trading.
Absolutely, and pump and dump, and they've been doing it for hundreds of years, and they're still doing it.
Okay, we got a break. Third hour, your calls, a ton of other details coming up.
Berkey Water.